Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Parochial Vicar, Associate Director of the Catholic Community at Stanford. It is the 32nd Sunday of Ordinary Time. The readings are from Cycle C.
Aristotle once said that you will never do anything in this world without courage. It is the greatest quality of the mind next to honor. In a matter of speaking, courage is one of the greatest virtues. It's the virtue that allows you, that gives you the power to speak honestly. It is the virtue that allows a guy to ask a girl out on a date. It is the virtue that allows you to make that first kiss. It is the virtue that allows you to take a risk. You will never do anything in this world without courage. It is the greatest quality of the mind next to honor. The brothers and their mother in our first reading today were people of courage. Our mother in today's reading, as well as her seven sons, had the highest amount of courage. It is rare to see the courage that this mother and her sons bore than in the story that we hear today. The Book of Maccabees takes place after Alexander the Great conquered the known world. Alexander's army swept and conquered empire and territory one after another, including Israel, far to the far reaches of India. And in so doing, forced the native peoples to take on the heritage and the culture of the Greeks. There were Gentile, non-Jewish customs that the Jewish people were forced to make, like raising temples to Zeus and Hera, like building a gymnasium in Jerusalem itself, and worst of all, to the Jews, compromising the dietary laws. These brothers and their mother were persecuted and ultimately martyred because they refused to break the kosher laws. They were Jews, and they would rather die than to eat or act like a Gentile. And so they were killed, each one more cruelly destroyed than the one before him. Each one killed for the faith of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All of them were scourged, and all of them died. To be perfectly honest, it would denigrate the dignity of the liturgy to go into detail of how these eight people died, but the writer of Maccabees must have known Mel Gibson really well. He goes into explicit, gruesome detail, graphic detail, on how every single one of these people died. And each one died, indeed, courageously proclaiming the word of God, of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, an example of extreme courage. The seven brothers and their mother eventually died for living out the faith. They gave their lives for what they believed in. You will never do anything in this world without courage, Aristotle said. So are we willing to do anything? Are we willing to take a risk, to go out on a limb, to do the right thing instead of doing what is popular? To stand up for what is right. I mean, it is easy to take a walk for life in San Francisco with 20,000 other Catholics. It's a completely different thing when we're arguing with someone else regarding immigration reform. It's one thing to be in a crowd praying the rosary outside Planned Parenthood, but it's a completely different thing to talk to your non-Catholic friends regarding contraception or bioethics. What are we willing to sacrifice for? What are we willing to lose our friends over? In his letter to the Thessalonians, Paul the Apostle assures us that we will be strengthened, consoled, and assured by the Holy One of Israel, that God the Father will be present to us in everything that we do, infusing us with his grace, reminding us how much indeed we are loved. We shouldn't be too afraid to stand up and live for God. Jesus told us that he will be with us till the end of the age. He has said so, and therefore he will do it. He promised, and he will fulfill his promise. So honestly, what are we afraid of? St. John Chrysostom is a great example here. St. John Chrysostom was the Archbishop of Constantinople in the 300s, and he advocated for the poor and the destitute in his city in the 300s. Yet he also persecuted the empress and her court. Sometimes foolish, sometimes foolhardy, St. John Chrysostom saw the rags of his people wore. He saw the rags that his people wore and saw the gruel that they ate. At the same time, he also saw the endless buffets of food that the empress and her court ate, and the elaborate dress and their elaborate way, an extravagant way of living. He saw this complete disconnect between the empress and her people, and he shouted out against it. He oftentimes would humble the empress during liturgy, in fact, in public, in fact, and was punished severely a number of times before he finally died. He was exiled from his own see a number of times, always brought back by the will of the people. Eventually, when John Chrysostom was of the ripe age of 60 years old, he was finally exiled for the last time and was charged to walk 600 miles to his place of exile. Some great Christians, our brothers and sisters of the East, consider John Chrysostom a martyr simply because this was considered a death march. And indeed, he never actually reached his place of exile. He died on the way. St. John Chrysostom was infused with the virtue of courage and fortitude to do the right thing. To not do the popular thing of just glad-handing the empress, but to do what was right. Yes, indeed, he died in the flesh, but today he's revered as one of the most influential preachers and teachers of the Christian East. His homilies and his doctrine are still very much used today. His writings on the sacrifice of the Mass, his teachings on social justice, and his thought on the priesthood are still major contributions to the church today. St. John saw the need to stand up to his empress, openly criticizing her way of life and her policy. Yes, John did die in the flesh for it, but he's now revered as one of the most important preachers in Christian history. St. John Chrysostom, called the father of the saints, one of the lights of the East, stands up as an example of how we can live Christian courage. So what are we willing to give up? How are we willing to die to ourselves in order to live for God? You will never do anything without courage, says Aristotle. How courageous are we? Today is Stewardship Sunday. Today, Stewardship Sunday, our community asks itself how we can be better stewards of the gifts that God has given us. Some of these gifts are financial, of course. But what about our ability to serve the community, the immeasurable, irreplaceable, irrepeatable aspect of time? Volunteering for service projects like Las Vegas, immersion experiences like Guatemala, serving others not as fortunate as we are. What are we willing to give up? How are we going to give back to the Lord, who indeed is the giver of all that is good? Yes, giving to the community is a very good thing. It helps us keep all of our programs afloat. It helps the staff help you make Stanford a better place. But how much are we willing to give up for the sake of the love and life of Christ? You will never do anything in this world without courage. It is the greatest quality of mind next to honor. Sometimes silence is golden. Sometimes silence is another name for cowardice. So as we drink the dregs and eat every single crumb of the Most Holy Eucharist, let us imitate the Savior, giving up everything for the sake of the Father, doing everything in this world with courage, eventually receiving the honor and glory of our Heavenly Father.
Thank you for listening to the Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please call us at 650-725-0080 or email us at catholic@stanford.edu. Please visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community, Learning and Experiences, or mail us at the Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California, 94309. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Until next time, God bless you.